1 Kings chapter 11. Now King Solomon loved many foreign women, including Pharaoh's daughter, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonian, and Hittite women, from the nations about which the Lord had said to the sons of Israel, "Do not have intercourse with them, and they shall not have intercourse with you. They will surely dispose your heart towards their gods." Yet Solomon cleaved to them in love. And he had 700 wives who were princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned his heart aside. So it came to pass in the time of Solomon's old age, that his wives turned his heart towards other gods, and his heart was not sincere with the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father was. And Solomon went after Astarte, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. And Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord, and he did not fully follow the Lord as David his father did. Then Solomon built an idolatrous raised site to Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, at the mountain which faces Jerusalem, and to Molech, the abomination of the sons of Ammon. And he did this for all his foreign wives, who burned incense and offered sacrifices to their gods. And the Lord became angry with Solomon, for he had turned his heart away from being with the Lord God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. For he had commanded him concerning this matter not to go after other gods. But he did not keep what the Lord had commanded him. And the Lord said to Solomon, "Since this is the way with you, and you have not kept my covenant or my statutes which I commanded you, I will tear your kingdom asunder from you, and I will give it to your servant. But in your days I will not do it, for the sake of your father David. It is from the hand of your son that I will tear it apart. Nevertheless, I will not tear all your kingdom away. I will give one tribe to your son for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen." And the Lord incited as an adversary against Solomon Hadad the Edomite, who was of the seed of the king of Edom. For it had come to pass, when David was in Edom, when Joab the commander of the army came up to bury the fallen, that he struck down every male in Edom. For Joab remained there for 6 months, as did the whole of Israel, until he had cut off every male in Edom. And Hadad had fled, he and some Edomite men from his father's servants with him, and they had headed for Egypt, when Hadad was a small boy. And they went up from Midian, and they came to Paran, and they took some men from Paran with them, and they went to Egypt, to Pharaoh king of Egypt. And he gave him a house, and he ordered food for him, and he gave him land. And Hadad found much grace in Pharaoh's eyes. And he gave him his wife's sister as his wife, the sister of Tahpenes, the queen consort. And Tahpenes's sister bore him Genubath, his son. And Tahpenes weaned him in Pharaoh's house. And Genubath was in Pharaoh's house among Pharaoh's sons. Then when Hadad heard in Egypt that David had lain with his fathers, and that Joab the commander of the army had died, Hadad said to Pharaoh, "Let me go, and I will go to my country." But Pharaoh said to him, "But what do you lack with me, that you should be here requesting to go to your country?" And he replied, "Nothing, but let me go anyway." God also incited as an adversary against him Rezon the son of Eliada, who had fled from Hadad-Ezer his master, the king of Zobah. And he recruited some men. Now he had been commander of a troop when David killed them. Then they went to Damascus and stayed in it, and they reigned in Damascus. And he was an adversary of Israel all Solomon's days, alongside the harm which Hadad did, and he detested Israel, and he reigned over Aramea. And Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, an Ephrathite from Zeredah, a servant of Solomon's, whose mother's name was Zeruah, a widow, revolted against the king. And this is the reason why he revolted against the king. Solomon had built the Millo and closed the breach in the city of David his father. Now the man Jeroboam was a valiant warrior, and Solomon had seen that the young man was resourceful, and he had appointed him to every duty in the house of Joseph. And it came to pass at that time that Jeroboam departed from Jerusalem, and Ahijah the Shilonite prophet found him on his journey, and he had put a new cloak on, and the two of them were alone in the countryside, and Ahijah seized the new coat which was on him, and tore it into 12 shreds. And he said to Jeroboam, "You keep 10 shreds, for this is what the Lord God of Israel says. Behold, I am about to tear the kingdom from Solomon's hand, and give to you the 10 tribes. And 1 tribe will be for him, for the sake of my servant David, and for the sake of Jerusalem, the city which I chose out of all the tribes of Israel, because they have deserted me, and have worshipped Astarte, the goddess of the Sidonians, Chemosh, the god of Moab, and Milcom, the god of the sons of Ammon. And they have not walked in my ways, when they should have observed what is right in my sight, both my statutes and my regulations, as David his father did. But I will not take the whole kingdom from his control, for I will appoint him as a prince all the days of his life, for the sake of my servant David, whom I chose, who kept my commandments and my statutes. So I will take the kingdom from his son's control and give you it, the 10 tribes, but I will give 1 tribe to his son, so that my servant David may continually have a lamp before me in Jerusalem, the city which I chose for myself to place my name there. And I will take you, and you will reign over everyone whom your heart desires, and you will be king over Israel. And it shall come to pass, if you heed everything that I command you, and you walk in my ways, and you do what is right in my eyes, in keeping my statutes and my commandments, as my servant David did, then I will be with you, and I will build you a steadfast house, as I built for David, and I will give you Israel. But because of this, I will afflict David's seed, but not incessantly." Then Solomon looked for a way to kill Jeroboam, and Jeroboam arose and fled to Egypt, to Shishak, king of Egypt, and he was in Egypt until Solomon's death. And as for the rest of Solomon's affairs, and everything he did, and his wisdom, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of Solomon? And the period for which Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over the whole of Israel was 40 years. And Solomon lay with his fathers, and was buried in the city of David his father. And Rehoboam his son reigned in place of him.